Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection that will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. I read a few thoughts. In you, God, I have taken refuge. Save me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and deliver me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a stronghold where I may always take shelter. Deliver me from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the deceiver and oppressor. For you are my hope and my confidence from my youth. I have relied on you from the womb. From my mother's womb you have been my refuge. I praise you continually. Do not cast me off in the time of old age when my strength is gone. Do not forsake me. For my enemies speak against me, and those who seek my life consult together and say, God has forsaken him, pursue and seize him, for he has no savior. O God, do not be far from me. My God, hasten to my aid. God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I proclaim your wonders. Even in my old age, when I grow gray, do not forsake me. That was an excerpt from Psalm 71. An obviously elderly man, having recovered from a serious illness, has found refuge in the sanctuary and protection of the temple, fleeing from life-threatening enemies who consider him finished. Upon entering the temple, he utters a prayer that may have been customary, reminiscent of Psalm 31. He is well versed in the traditional temple hymns. He is presumably a temple singer or perhaps an instrumentalist taught this art by God from his youth. Even in old age, he wishes to continue his ministry of praise and proclamation. His enemies, who seek the life of the aged psalmist, cannot be identified more. He calls them deceivers, extortioners and evildoers. Were they after his possessions or his inheritance? In any case, they are devoid of the respect demanded by the Torah. You shall rise before the gray-haired and honor the aged, and you shall fear your God. Leviticus 19:32. Complaints about scornful or callous contempt for old age have always been a feature of history. The young no longer respect the old, states an Egyptian inscription dating from around 1100 before Christ. Frail elderly people are a burden to the young and healthy. This is why the Torah obliges adult Israelites not to abandon their elderly parents who are no longer able to work, but to care for them. This is the true meaning of the commandment, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land that God gives you. Exodus 20:12. Caring for elderly parents, indeed for the elderly in general, seems by no means to have been a matter of course. It had to be commanded as a divine law. Yet the enemies seek the misfortune of the aged musician and wish for his death. Might it even have been his own relatives in the end? In any case, the psalmist relies on God's help and not on that of his relatives or his own children. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.